Is in the price cap follows tax cut announcements yesterday from the Chancellor, who's dismissed claims of using them to hint at an election as silly. Revised figures reveal net migration to the UK last year was dramatically higher than previously thought. We now know 745,000 more people came to this country than left. We were told previously that numbers was 606,000, which itself was a record high. Our political correspondent Ali Fortescue doesn't think the Tories will be pleased.
That's not going to be good news for a government who in their 2019 manifesto said they want to bring net migration down. The Conservative Party was talking about bringing net migration to the tens of thousands. Boris Johnson talked about 250,000. I mean, net migration is now a long, long way from there.
The Hamas-led health ministry in Gaza says the director of the Al-Shifa hospital has been detained by Israel, which believes the militant group operates a command center beneath it. Meanwhile, the agreement between Israel and Hamas for a four-day ceasefire, as well as a hostage-prisoner swap, has been delayed. It's now reported to take place tomorrow. Mustafa Barghouti is an elected politician of the Palestinian National Initiative and says it needs to happen soon.
It has to go into effect very soon, and it would include complete ceasefire for 4 days. This could be beginning of series of ceasefires, which I think is very much needed. I think continuing this war is absolutely unacceptable.
A survey of head teachers has found the majority find Ofsted's headline grades to be unreliable. Ofsted's announced changes to try to reduce pressure on teachers. NatWest and the Royal Bank of Scotland have announced the latest batch of branch closures. 19 will shut their doors early next year. And Girls Aloud are back, not with new music, but with a UK and Ireland tour honouring late bandmate Sarah Harding. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Chris.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather for today on this Thursday. You can see the sun. Yay! It's just poked through the clouds. Lovely blue skies in Brentwood. I told you there would be. But it will cloud up again. It's about 12 degrees, sunny intervals and a moderate breeze. Should stay dry for most of the day. Oh, it is going to stay dry. What am I saying for most of the day? It's going to stay dry.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now, coming up, we've got a track, Carlos Abril and Amelia Rose. You can find them both on Instagram, and you'll be able to find Amelia Rose Music and Carlos Abril Blue Scar there, SCARR. I know they'd probably be listening in today. So good morning or good evening. I don't know if you're in, are you in the UK or America? I don't know. They could be anywhere. I play music from all over the world, as you know, independent tracks. And we were playing out Blue Scar last month with a track called Rectify, which is excellent. But this track is just beautiful. It's right up my street. Carlos Abril, Amelia Rose. This is called Stars. Independent music at its best. All the links for artists are always on my Instagram and Facebook under Eat My Brunch.
I still remember this time. Say we'd be free, free. But I feel so lonely now, 'cause I don't have you by my side. And though your promises are far gone, see you.
went all tingly then. That is Carlos Abril and Amelia Rose, and that is called Stars. Independent music out there in the world, tickling your ears. Here's a brand new one from Bananarama. This is Feel the Love.
Sit up all night.
Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella!
The most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back! At the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is Jodie and the Germs with Liberation. Start itching. As soon as you start talking about having itchy skin, or itchy head or anything like that, you will find yourself scratching, don't you? I have, do you know what? Part of my arm, over the last couple of years, there's a section on my arm which itches, and I don't know why. There is nothing wrong with it. It's on the upper inside of my arm, and it itches sometimes. And it just, it's so aggravating. It must be like a nerve thing, or damage or something in the area, because it just itchy. But there's never any marks there. There's nothing there. It just itches. It's very strange. Why do we itch? Scientists have been scratching their heads. And they said they now have the answer. Should we have a look? Mm-hmm. This is if you don't have any underlying conditions like eczema, etc. Why do we itch? For the first time, experts at Harvard Medical School have identified a common skin bacterium which makes us itch, acting directly on our nerve cells. Researchers exposed the skin of mice to a bacterium which they found developed an intensive itch over several days. Not only was this down to the bacterium itself, but it's because it's made the rodents hypersensitive to light touches that would normally not cause an itch. The response is common in patients with conditions like eczema, but can also happen in people without any underlying conditions. Those itchy Christmas jumper you'll be wearing this month as well. So there we go. That's it's triggered by bacteria. It's weird, isn't it? I never know that. So that's why you get itchy. Is that right? It's found on skin neurons that carry various signals like pain, heat and itch to the brain. I don't like the thing about, well, they need, oh, I don't know, testing on animals, you know, it's a little bit, I'm thinking about those poor little mice, all scratchy and itchy and stuff. Don't mind that. Many of the patients carry on their skin the very microbe we've now shown for the first time, which can induce an itch. There we go. Are you scratching? I am gone so itchy. There's something about when we yawn in front of people, if you go, yeah, it makes you yawn, even if you could hear it make you yawn. I'm not yawning, that's a fake yawn. And also, if I'm talking about itching and scratching, how many out there have you started to scratch your skin? You can't help it, I know. I'm itching everywhere. Here is Haircut 100, this is a favourite shirt. I nearly said shorts then, sorry. Hope they're not itching. Skyuka, this is Birthday Song.
Helping a friend grow old. You could have kept me in the dark. You should have left me in the dark. But you left me in the glare of the love, the loss, the lies. Next time it's your birthday, I'll remember to get in line. 10 o'clock, the warning signs are slowly creeping in. Slowly they infect the night, this full moon night.
Better run away before the joke's on me. On a friend who'll never share, she got in too deep.
You could have kept me in the dark. You should have left me in the dark. But you left me in the glare of the love, the loss, the lies. Next time it's your birthday, I'll remember to get in line. And I know I've only got myself to blame. wish I said a million different things. You put me on the spot, I can never second guess you.
Skyuka, I've played on the show before, and I must give a mention. Let me just, I think it's TCJ. Let's have a look for the guy who's doing the vocals on that as well. It is CJ Stranger. So that's duet. That's Skyuka, Skyuka. Just coming up to 11:33 on Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel. Looks like there's a few little bits on the roads. Let's have a little look. Right, few roadworks around. You've got them on the A1023 Nags Head Lane at Brook Street. You've also got them at A1023 London Road at Westwood Avenue and on Eagle Way at Essex Way as well. Heading up the A12, that's looking not too bad. That's fine at the moment. Still got the 41-hour speed restrictions between Junction 13 and 16. Heading down the M25 from Brook Street roundabout is clear right the way through and coming back through the tunnel and heading up to the M11. No issues there. I thought I saw a few problems on the roads, but I can't see them now. You've got Hall Green Lane has got is closed due to telecoms work from Park Avenue to Hutton Village, so just be aware. You'll get more traffic and travel coming up in the next hour. This is the Rolling Stones, Mess It Up. Oh, do you know what? I'm such an old duffer. I have to apologise to Blue Scar, who's listening out there at the moment. I was meant to be playing a track called Underwater, which is him and Amy. And I've got my songs confused, which is, it can happen sometimes. It doesn't happen that often. But I've actually got the songs confused and I've uploaded the wrong one and put it into the wrong folder. So Carlos Abril and Amelia Rose is a track which is called Stars. It's not connected to Blue Scar. There we go. So the track by Blue Scar featuring Amy will be on the playlist for Monday. So I know he's listening out there. He's going, you haven't played my song. I said, but I have played your song. I thought you played at the top of the hour. So there we go. I've confused everybody. It is the amount of music that I get sent in. For some reason, I thought it was peculiar. I thought, I'm sure that's not his name. And then I put it in the wrong folder and then... That was it. So apologies there. I know when you're waiting to hear your song on the radio, that's not my song. What is she doing? You will hear Blue Scar's track on Monday featuring Amy. So if you're listening out there, I do apologise for my mistake, because there's nothing like, you know, waiting to hear your song and then you're not hearing it. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Never mind. It'll be sorted for Monday. I'm not in tomorrow, by the way. I'm off tomorrow. I'm going into London tomorrow. So you'll get Keith will be here. And then normal service will be coming back on Monday, where I'll have plenty more new independent music. And hopefully playing out the right songs playing out the right songs, which is always good. Not getting confused. I don't know what's the matter with me. My brain, you know when you've got in your mind something is... because you get in your mind something is correct... You don't look outside and think, oh, hold on a minute, that's a bit odd. And I thought it was a bit strange that the name was different. But I thought, oh, well, that might be another name they're using. Because sometimes you get acts that they might use one name and then they change it to something else depending on the projects they're working on. And that's what I thought it was. And it's a totally different song. Oh, dear. I need to go and get coffee. In the meantime, I'm going to play this because I love it. It is Duran Duran's brand new one. Black on film. This is Black Moonlight. It is Duran Duran as well.
We are on recession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled. We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org. Take the first step to recovery.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Jim Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
is Ruby Cross with Games. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Didn't mean to speak that quietly, frighten yourself. Now, coming up after me, you've got Bob. Hello, Bob. I wonder if he's done his little jingle. We did a jingle live on air yesterday for a fact about Bob. It was something like, Bob Simpson, find out about Bob. And then he's going to do a little thing. Hi, my name's Bob, and I live in... And then he'll tell you. And then the jingle, thinks that's all about Bob. It's something like that. So we'll wait and see. I wonder if he's done it. I don't. Oh, maybe he's forgotten. I thought it was going to be an amazing feature. A little bit of reverb on there, but we did a harmony as well. He'll be driving in listening probably at the moment. Maybe. Possibly. I was very good this morning. I had some carrot sticks with a bit of hummus. I didn't know what to have this morning. It's my little snacklet. I've just been trying to be good and not have... I say this every single day. I'm just trying to be good so I can have something a little bit nicer for lunch. What did I have for my dinner last night? I had a little bit of pate on toast, not the best thing to eat, with pickle. I know, I'm very, at the moment, I've got very weird eating habits of things that I fancy and things, and a lot of stuff, I'm just not fancying stuff at the moment. So I'm eating plenty, don't worry about that, I'm not going to fade away. But I'm just a bit odd with the food that I want to eat. So yesterday I had pickle and pate. What a beautiful, beautiful combination. What's this? Oh, congratulations. One of my friends, they are celebrating their baby being 25. Oh, my baby was 25 yesterday. My baby, 25. Oh, bless. Yeah, it goes so quick, doesn't it? Yeah, I was thinking the other day about stuff. I was watching the documentary on Robbie Williams. And it's a bit weird. I couldn't quite... He looks very... I don't know, he just looks very miserable. I don't think he is. I don't think he is, but he just looks a little bit miserable. But he's got four kids now, and he's married, and lives over in America, and it just looks like a lovely life. And he was saying about being in Take That, and you forget how young he was when he joined Take That. I think he was 16, so he's a lot younger than the rest of the band. And he said, when you are young like that, and they were all maybe just getting into their early 20s or maybe 20, there's a massive difference between being 16 and somebody being 20. But yeah, you can understand why you got involved in the stuff that he did when you had that level of fame, and then getting that level of fame even more when he went solo. Now he doesn't need to release anything. But I didn't realise, actually, Guy Chambers, I have met Guy Chambers over the years because I used to work in studios, and Millennium, which I can't say, which was out in 2000, was mixed at the studio that I was running. That's quite a long time ago now. And Robbie didn't come in that day. I was so looking. I thought, please let Robbie come in, because I've kind of been in near to where he's been through music years ago, like in photographic studios, or he's been in recording. And I've never really been, you know, I missed him by about 5 minutes, that sort of thing. I would have liked to meet him, they mixed it. But I thought maybe Guy was coming in, but did Guy come in to mix it? I don't know. They did a mix of it at the studio I was running. But Guy Chambers, oh, he's so handsome. He co-wrote everything with Robbie Williams. And that's the one thing I took away from part one of the documentary. I was like, my God, Guy Chambers is really handsome. and a very good songwriter. If you've not watched it, give it a go. It is really interesting. It is. And I hope that he looks like a little bit broken in it, though. That's the only thing. I mean, he's looking back, obviously, as him as a young lad and the stuff that he got up to, the music, and you know, which must be wonderful to look at. He said, I think he's nearly 50, Robbie Williams now. Just looking back on all those times. I love Take That. You cannot dislike Take That. I don't know who you are. If you don't like him, no, you gotta like him. Here is Robbie Williams. This is Let Me Entertain You. I always think I love this song. It always makes you think you're at a gig, isn't it? This will take us up to the news.
Hell is gone and heaven's here. There's nothing left for you to fear. Shake your ass, come over here. Now scream. I'm a burning effigy of everything I used to be. You're my rock of empathy, my dear. So come on, let me entertain you.
John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.